Hello, how are you?
Bubbles.
Who are you?
Bubbles.
Are you my co-host?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, hello and welcome to Bubbles.
Hello, welcome to a podcast about water and bubbles and bubbly water.
Today is August 8th, Sunday, August 8th. It's time for your regularly scheduled edition of the Bubbles podcast. I'm Steve.
I am James, and we are doing this early in, well, not early in the morning. It's like almost 9 a.m.
This is a huge episode we have today. We have some major topics to get into and some waters to taste, and I'm thirsty and I'm ready to get into it. How about you, James?
Yeah, me too. Very thirsty, pretty much ready. Yeah.
So while we crack open some of these waters, what topic should we get to first?
I'm not sure. Do you want to get into, like, the heavy stuff? Like, the stuff that's been happening in California, or...
Well, that's definitely coming up in the podcast, for sure. Yeah. Why don't we start by talking about the waters we have here in front of us? What do you see?
Well, I see two Topo Chicos, which is a podcast staple.
Classic.
It's on our cover art. I mean, it's great.
I gotta say, it's my favorite.
The carbonation level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is perfect.
And these are the regular 12-ounce glass single serving.
Then bottles. We have Liquid Death.
Liquid Death, murder your thirst.
Again, probably the second staple behind Topo.
I love Liquid Death. I just ordered another, like, 7 cases of it, James. If I order some more, should I get the still or the sparkling or both?
Whoa, I'm just finding something out here. So then we have 3 nasty waters. We have Spindrift sparkling water. We have, which is grapefruit flavored. We have E-Dot, with a pH 10. I'm not excited for that. And then we have, some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties encountered.
But as I was saying, then we have Vapor Water Performance H2O, which I'm not excited for whatsoever, but I see the Arizona logo on the back.
Ooh, okay. Like Arizona iced tea.
Arizona iced tea.
I smell big water behind this one.
Replicated this natural process. Okay, yeah, so this is an Arizona brand. I like the brand Arizona. This is gonna suck. Let's get into it.
So back to the Liquid Death. What's the perfect ratio for ordering Liquid Death between the still and the sparkling?
1 to 1.
1 to 1? So if you order 4 cases of still, 4 sparkling.
Well, actually, I'd say 2 to 1, probably.
2 to 1? I'm more like 8 to 1, or 9 to 1, 9 to 2, 9 to 1.
Jeez.
10% still, 90% sparkling.
That's, no wonder we almost never have Liquid Death sparkling. I like to have it on hand.
You
I
mean
really
the still.
Like it. Or still. I really like the still Liquid Death.
I really like the sparkling.
Well, I like the sparkling more, but I like to have the still on hand.
So let's do 60-40.
60-40, okay. I can't, we're like the only people that order 10 cases of Liquid Death.
Right? Oh no, Liquid Death is really popular, buddy.
I know, but I mean, like, what, how many cases do we go through in a month?
Usually about 5 or 6.
That's insane.
Plus the San Pellegrino, plus the Topo Chico.
Plus the Sokosani.
Sokosani, yep. Yeah. Perrier, quite a bit
Perrier. oh man. We are water addicts, and we're proud.
I would say aficionados.
It's two very different...
I think every human words. Is addicted to water.
Yeah. I need water to live.
I'm really thirsty, James. Can we open one of these waters, please?
Okay, what do you want to start with?
Let's go from worst to best in our opinion of how we think it's going to be. And right, set aside the flavored one till last.
Okay. So, then we're going to start with, it's hard to choose. They both look so bad.
Well, what's this one? Let's start with this one.
Okay.
This is looking at the label, a pH 10%, it says. Enhanced H2O, E dot. Better water, better body, 500 milliliters purified water with added minerals from Olive Crest. Made in the USA. And then this water, I can't read which brand it's from.
Let me see. Made in USA, BPA free.
Well, crack it open. Let's try it.
Olivecrest.org. So I guess it's from a brand called... no. Olive Crest is a thing they donate to. All right, let's see.
Plastic bottle, 500 milliliter.
Thin plastic bottle, 500 milliliter. Not the greatest packaging I've ever seen.
Well, I've found them on Instagram. E.water. Better water, better body, better you.
I doubt it. Well, I agree with that statement, but I doubt that they're...
They have an expired website.
Awesome.
And they have 119 followers.
Oh, that's a great sign.
Let's try this water.
Oh my god.
That's tap.
It's worse than tap. It tastes like it's melted muddy plastic.
Plasticky, muddy tap water. So, I don't know if there's even a way to find out there's a source of where their water's from, considering their website has expired.
That's so bad. Is that even allowed?
Well, we know from the recent news, there's been some bad players in the water business, right? Like the company that got shut down. Because people were getting sick.
But are you allowed to just, like, not have a usable website?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe your business isn't going well. Maybe they didn't pay for the hosting. Who knows?
If you're an official company and all that, but don't you need, like, the water information on hand and everything? I guess they could have...
Well, that is a legal requirement to post their sources
of water. So they probably have a telephone number or something.
There is. Yeah, there's a phone number on here.
All right.
Well, okay, James, what's your bottle cap rating?
On that, I don't even know.
Do we have a sting for bottle cap ratings?
No, I don't think we do.
Bottle cap ratings!
Oh, we do have one.
Well, James, I'm gonna need a bottle cap rating out of you right now, sir.
E dot, pH 10%, you're so nasty, I hate you so much, I know you donate to charity, but that doesn't...
How do you know that? You don't know that.
They said...
They said it on the bottle?
Yeah. I think it's more of a publicity thing than anything, but trust me, you don't want this publicity, it's so bad. One out of ten.
James, can I give negative bottle caps?
I don't know.
I'm going negative 100 bottle caps.
I'm changing it to zero. We're allowed to do zero, right? You've done zero.
Let's do zero. 0.0.
You know what? 0.5 for me, because it's better than the Smart Water Black. I don't know if you remember that.
There's still some Smart Water Black, or not Smart Water, the Black Water in the podcast fridge.
But you know the, you remember the Smart Water with the black label?
Yeah.
It made me, like, gag.
Yeah.
So, I don't... This is, at least it's not tasting pool chemicals, it's muddy water, like muddy plasticky water, but you know what?
Yeah, garbage. Moving on, what's next? This is
vapor
big water.
I think it's Arizona, I'm not 100% sure.
Find some information while you crack that open.
It comes in a sport cap bottle and has enough condensation to fill up a small pool. Okay. Let's see. Vapor water, performance, H2O, ultra hydrating, vapor distilled water. Those two things don't align. Oh my god. Ultra hydrating, vapor distilled water. That's...
Well, I found it on the Arizona website. Description. You ready for this, James?
Yeah.
Water, essential to all things living. Our planet's hydraulic cycle causes it to evaporate into the air, creating water vapor that eventually returns to Earth in the purest form. Arizona has replicated this natural process and improved on it, by infusing perfectly balanced blend of electrolytes into every thirst-quenching sip. The result is vapor water, refreshing, pure, vapor-distilled, liquid hydration.
You see, I don't...
And then it says, vapor-distilled water infused with traces of potassium, calcium, and magnesium.
I'm disappointed in you, Arizona. I'm disappointed.
Cheers, James!
Just let it happen naturally. Don't recreate it. Because, this is proof that it's way worse if you try to create it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. These waters are going to make me sick. It's so bad. Again, just tastes like you're drinking plastic. I get a little hint of sweetness at the end, but that's it.
I think you can taste the added minerals.
I can taste the whatever mineral is making it kind of sweet.
Can you read this bottom part down here? Does it say anything about it?
2018 Beverage Market... you mean that, right?
Yeah.
2018 Beverage Marketing USA Incorporation, vapor distilled and bottled for Arizona Beverages USA LLC, Woodbury, New York, 11797 USA. For water quality information and a bottled water report, contact 1-800-832-3775.
Yeah, we're not calling.
Nah.
What's your bottle cap rating?
I don't care about your trash water report, as long as it's not going to make me vomit, which is getting pretty close to.
You know, I can get behind some Arizona iced tea flavors, though.
I can definitely get behind Arizona iced tea. I can't get behind this, though.
I like the Arnold Palmer.
I like Arnold Palmer. I actually prefer Diet Arnold Palmer.
Me too.
Over the, like, just taste-wise, yeah. Not even calorie-wise.
For a treat.
Yeah. And I also like the green tea, honey
the,
green
The honey
tea.
Green tea is so good.
And ginseng.
Yes.
Yeah, it's delicious.
What's your bottle cap rating here?
It's better than this one by a bit because you don't taste muddiness. So I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, see, this is a huge step up in quality from the previous water, but still it's a distilled water. It's manufactured. It's in plastic. It tastes plasticky. It's not negative 100, but it's 2 out of 10 bottle caps.
Yeah.
Final answer.
All right. So now we actually get to have good waters.
Yes, it's time, James. It's time to murder your thirst.
But before we do that, do you want to get into some topo facts so we can drink it with that?
Absolutely.
Topo facts!
All right, so topo facts.
Bringing it back retro, James.
Yeah, we got quite a few topo facts.
It's been a while since we had this segment on the show.
Yeah. What should we start with?
Well, the first topo fact, you know, we were watching the news trying to keep caught up with what's going on.
I don't know if we want to start with that after that happy sting.
Happy sting. Yeah. Not such a happy story, but hey, we have to deal with climate change, right?
Yeah.
Climate change is real and it's here, you know, and there's lots going on where we live here in the state of California. There's fires happening, but also throughout the western part of the United States, it's like extreme drought and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And what this means is to some towns that rely on mainly like well water, their wells are running dry. We were watching one segment on the news about a town in California called Mendocino, which is just a little bit north of San Francisco, a beautiful like coastal town, lots of tourists and stuff like that. And many of the businesses are just completely out of water. So they're having to truck water in and buy water from other cities to fill up big tanks.
And now those surrounding cities that are trucking water in are starting to run out too.
Well, and they're saying they won't sell water, right? Because water's a commodity now. So, you know, if one town owns all this water, they want to keep it for themselves and not sell it to the surrounding towns because they're out of water, right? Mm. So it's a real problem and it's getting worse. And, you know, there's... countries around the world where it's much worse than here, but you know it's getting real bad when it's starting to impact like the state of California pretty badly.
Yeah, which is, I mean, like first world, you know.
Yeah.
We had water problems in the past, but now people are like really facing some terrible stuff in even these places, which is insane.
Yeah, and I think everyone should have, like, the human right to be able to murder their thirst whenever they want with fresh, clean water.
Of course, yeah. Speaking of, okay.
This is liquid death.
Oh, James. I feel like a, I'm just going to say, mean person because I want to be pod appropriate.
I'm going to fill you up with liquid death here because I know you're going to love it. So I'm going to fill these glasses all the way up.
I feel like a mean person after talking about that and then cracking open a bottle of.
Cheers, James.
A can of liquid death. Whatever.
Mmm. This is Liquid Death Mountain Water, Sparkling Edition.
And it is tasty.
One of our favorites. It's straight from the Alps. My only issue with this water is the transportation. You know, I wish it was a little bit closer to where we're drinking it. But hey, they've got some good water up there in the Austrian Alps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is bottled at the source, and it's got two ingredients in it. Mountain water and CO2. And the hashtag is, of course...
Murder your thirst.
And death to plastic.
Yeah.
Because that's what this company's all about.
Ugh, nice.
So before we get into some more topo facts, what do you have a bottle cap rating on Liquid Death?
Well, I love it. I'm going to give it... I really like this water. I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10. I think it's... almost on par with Topo Chico. The only thing that would make it, it would actually be better than Topo Chico if they added a little more carbonation. Because, I mean, like...
Yeah.
The bubbles are there, but they don't...
lightly carbonated.
Hard. Yeah.
You know, but the other thing that I really love about this brand and first of all, the water is great. Great quality, great tasting water. Natural water. But I really love following their Instagram as well. And their social media, because they're such a great, unique company. You know, and they've got a great campaign around the water with all kinds of interesting things. I mean, people walk around with this can, like tailgating at a sporting event or something. The police are stopping them thinking it's a beer or something because it looks so cool, the can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a high-end energy drink, like a Monster or something like that. And then, you know, they just did their own horror movie that they put out on YouTube, too.
Yeah, I really enjoy this water. Give it a 9.5. The taste is there, and it's amazing. I would just prefer a little more carbonation. Topo Chico, I mean, taste is there. Carbonation is perfect.
Yeah.
But the taste isn't, like, the best I've had. Sokosani is the best of both worlds. It just needs to come in glass.
How did Millen describe the bubbles in Topo Chico?
I forgot.
It's like little needles or something like
that? Yeah, it's like little needles stabbing into...
into your taste buds.
Into your taste buds and your throat, but it's nice. And it is nice. It's very nice.
So what else is in the news, James?
I'm not sure.
Well, I know that you showed me something about you were looking at TikTok and some misinformation out there around water. So why don't you get into that story?
Well, we're going to throw some shade here. It's Uh-oh. Not misinformation. Uh-oh. It's just a bad opinion.
Okay.
And that... so there's this man. We'll tag him on Instagram and we'll say that we threw some shade at him.
This person. We don't know who he is.
Person. That, his name is Waterblog.
Waterblog.
On Instagram on Insta. And TikTok.
Okay.
And he reviews waters at restaurants.
Sounds familiar,
like
right?
Tap waters.
Hey, isn't that what we do?
Well, no. Not what we do at all. It's whatever, though. Just because something's water-related doesn't mean it's what we do. But, I'm not sure what his judging system is, but, all I know is that I saw a comment where they asked his opinions on sparkling water, and he said he's not a fan.
Well,
First of all,
James, I have to tell you that it's widely known universally that the judging system for water is bottle cap ratings 1 to 10. Everybody knows that. So if he's not using that system, he's not doing it right.
We used to do bottle caps 1 to 5.
And I just rated someone minus 100.
Yeah. Yeah, but so he's on TikTok, and one, he said he didn't like sparkling water, which one, how? And two, he said that his favorite bottled water is Smart Water.
Smart Water.
Smart Water.
Mm, Smart Water.
He did say he hasn't done much research on the topic, so his opinion might change. We're going to tag you.
How are you going to call yourself Water Blog and not know that Smart Water is garbage water?
Let's not be too mean. We're going to tag him. We're going to suggest to him Topo Chico.
There you go. Steer him in the right way.
Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Change his ways. Because
steer him to some natural spring water.
Smart Water? No. No.
It's just RO water.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's not as bad as vapor water or E.PH10, but not good.
Can you crack open our favorite?
Yes. Your favorite. Mine's Sokosani.
Sokosani.
But this is my second favorite.
You know, it's been hard to get this stuff. They're running out.
Really?
I can't find the big bottles around. Wow. The little ones you can find, but the big ones, haven't been able to find them anywhere.
At least we can still get our topo fix.
I think they're, like, sold out. Supply chain issues.
Huh. That's weird.
Are you going to crack yours, too?
I'm using our amazing Topo Chico bottle opener that we got from our limited edition Topo Chico mini box.
This was designed by that artist, Gus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. I love me some topo. Love me some topo.
So we have more topo facts, right?
Yeah. We cleaned out Axel's tank.
Okay.
Which was fun.
How does that process work?
It was fun to do.
Why did we clean it out?
Because the nitrite level
was getting high. The nitrite level was getting high? Why does the nitrite level get high?
Because there is waste in his tank.
Uh-huh. From the food and him swimming around and pooping and all that.
And his axolotl slime, which I didn't know was that much. So we cleaned out we siphoned out like a third of the water and like all the bad stuff there. Then we replaced it with chlorinated water.
No, dechlorinated water. How do we dechlorinate the water?
Well, there's a dechlorinating
thing. But we
didn't
use that. We just sat it out for 24 hours.
Ah.
Yep.
Okay, so we did that. I got confused because we did that with the other one.
Right. If you need to use tap water immediately to go into the tank, then you use the tap water conditioner, which dechlorinates it.
Yeah.
But the better way, the more natural way, is just to let it sit out 24 hours, and then all the chlorine dissipates in an open bucket, and then you can just use it directly.
So we cleaned out his tank, cleaned the water. And then we added some aquarium salt, and we cleaned his filter as well.
Yeah.
We added some aquarium
salt. How do we clean the filter?
That's
an important step.
Well, so we take the filter out of the water, put it in the dirty water that we just siphoned out, and then we just, like, squeeze it and rub it and get all that nasty axolotl slime off of it.
Yeah, it's important not to clean it in, not like, the sink or under running water, because then you're adding chlorine into it. You want to leave that biomass, a little bit of it on there, so it keeps the tank healthy.
Yeah. So we did that. Then what was after that?
Test the water again. Oh, and also cleaning the sides of the glass?
We cleaned the sides of the glass, tested the water again. Put some aquarium salt in to make sure it wasn't too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, we had a big scare.
First of all, Axl Rose is a weirdo.
He is. He's much of a weirdo. His favorite thing to do is to swim into glass. So just swim in place.
Yes.
Into
but
glass.
But we're in there cleaning his tank and he's not moving at all.
He's not, so we're like, right?
Yeah.
So he taps him a couple times with the siphon, and he's not moving.
No, he's like ignored it.
He's like, James, is he okay? And I come over, and I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm like, yeah, he should be fine. And he's like, James, are you sure? And I come over here, and he's tapping him, and he's not moving. Like, his literal, half of his body is, like, He's starting to float upwards.
Yeah, he looks stiff.
Yeah, he's, like, completely
like
stiff.
Like, playing dead.
And then he taps him, like, one more time, and he bolts. Yes. Like, just, he completely wakes up and, like, bolts to the other side of the tank super fast. And we were just like, oh my god, he's alive. Oh, thank you. Yeah, but that was terrifying. He played dead so well. And it was very scary. Mm. I guess he was scared of the siphon or something. He just played dead.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, good job cleaning the tank. We got to keep his environment, his water clean.
Yeah. He's chilling in his log right now. We've got to find a way to make an Axel cam and upload it to YouTube.
Yes. I wanted to tell you that a long time ago, one of our first dogs, me and your mom had, you know, Simba, uh-huh. the little Yorkshire Terrier. We yeah. had a Simba cam on him. So in our first apartment, we had to keep him in one small area. So I put a webcam on him that we could connect. And this is years and years ago when the technology was much more difficult to do before you were born. And we could connect the webcam to watch him when we were away. When I was away at work or whatever, we could see him, see what he was doing. It's certainly possible to do.
Yeah, I was thinking we could have, like, whenever we're recording a podcast, we could have an Axel cam.
Yep.
And we could upload our audio on Anchor, which is the better audio.
Yeah.
And then we could upload our Axel footage.
And have that run behind us on YouTube?
Yeah, instead of it being on us, it's on an axolotl that you can watch if you want.
That sounds creative. We could try it.
Yeah. I mean, if anything happens, we could, like, pick up the camera and, like, we could have it on us as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, film it with our hand. But we could have an axol cam because he's surprisingly fun to just stare at.
Yeah, I think we have to work on our microphone setup for the podcast, too. Maybe look at some new equipment.
Maybe, yeah. We're back to our phone because we couldn't quite get our sound control down on our microphone.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We'll have to find something that's a nice quality, can
exactly.
control the sound well. Yeah. Still very appreciative of that microphone, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice.
So, should we try this one?
I mean, I guess, yeah, we've got to try it, right?
What is it?
Spindrift, sparkling water, and real squeezed fruit. Yup, that's it. It's not going to taste.
What's the ingredients?
Carbonated water, grapefruit juice, orange juice, lemon juice, hibiscus for color.
Does it have calories?
17.
17 calories, okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be a big fan of this, and I can't get it open because
who makes this?
Like, half of the can is condensation. So.
Distributed by Spindrift Beverage Company, Inc., Newton, Massachusetts.
We've got to have paper towels available. There's so much condensation that happens on this table, and this isn't a very high-quality table.
Warning, contents under pressure. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, that's enough. I don't want much of this stuff.
I like grapefruit flavor. Let's try.
Right. Cheers.
What do you think, James?
It's about what I expected.
It's not bad.
I don't like it. It tastes like low-quality lemon juice.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
Watered-down grapefruit juice. Like, just a hint of grapefruit.
I'm getting pretty much what they expected. Or what is in the ingredients. I just don't like the ingredients. It tastes like low-quality lemon juice, grapefruit peel, and then very slightly carbonated water. Like, very slightly carbonated water.
I don't get hibiscus for color.
Yeah, it looks like poop water.
Why are they adding hibiscus for color? I mean, just make it clear.
Yeah, it looks like...
Or let the grapefruit color just come through a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good, so...
It's not terrible. It's refreshing.
I don't like it. Maybe I think it would be a lot better if it was more carbonated. Take notes, Spindrift. I know any of you were listening. But if you want to make a good product, You can... That was mean. You carbonate it more, and then,
And start with the natural spring water.
Yeah. Natural spring water, carbonate it more. And then I think it would be better if it was a little colder, but, like, still, I don't think it would be that great.
I don't think it's going to change it.
It's not carbonated.
It's cold. I mean, this is probably 35, 36 degrees.
It's like, ugh. Mm. Yeah, no, it's barely carbonated. Do you even get it, really?
Yeah, like, it's lightly carbonated.
Super, super lightly carbonated.
Like, I have an important question for you.
Shoot.
What is your bottle cap rating?
On Spindrift?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm going to give it like a 3.5 out of 10. It's drinkable.
3.5?
I don't like it, though.
Mm. I like that it's natural. I like what they're going for. Not so much great in the execution of it, but I'll give it 5 bottle caps.
All right, that's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, it's like the epitome of average. It's like just average.
Yeah.
It's not the epitome of average. It's the average amount of average.
Look, at the end of the day, if you're reaching for this instead of a soda, even a diet soda, good for you. It's way better for you.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a can serving of Diet Arnold Palmer.
Well, really, the way to go with something like this is throw this away. You don't need the Spindrift. What you do is you get yourself the Topo Chico.
Yeah. Right? And then you get grapefruit juice.
You get a grapefruit. You slice it, and you squeeze a little bit in there, and you're good to go. Or lemon or lime or whatever floats your boat.
You get grapefruit peel and a little lemon juice and literally just copy what they did.
There you go.
In your drink, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I gave it 3.5. You get 5. There we go. All right, so do you have any other topics?
Is our work here finished today, sir?
I think so.
Well, I think we've had a pretty good podcast. Yeah. The one last piece of business that we have to get to here that's very important is that we have to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, all the listeners, for listening to the show.
And hopefully rating and reviewing us, please. We'd prefer 5 stars wherever you're listening.
And if anyone wants to get in touch with the show, James, how would they go about doing that in a speedy manner?
They would go to The Owls Podcast on Instagram. They would do... TheOwlsPodcast@gmail.com on Gmail or email, whatever you want to call it.
Follow us on TikTok.
@TheOwlsPodcast. We still have a sad amount of followers, and I still have animal abuser comments.
Instagram's growing.
Nice. Yeah. And that's it. Huh?
And leave us a voicemail.
Oh, yeah. You can send us a voice message with that little voice message button at the top of your screen if you're listening on Anchor. And I guess we'll feature you on the podcast if you do that.
Yeah, maybe next time. And until next time.
I'm James.
I'm Steve.
I almost said Steve.
This has been another episode of Bubbles.
Bubbles. Wow, that was great. What an amazing outro.